Hey everyone, how you doing? Today we talk about Young Heroes of Shaolin. This is part one out of two from the series. I'll review part two, so it's time to review part one. I decided to do this review backwards because, you know, I'm going to upload the second episode first and then episode one first. So when you go to Spotify, Anchor.fm, iTunes, wherever to find this podcast, you'll see it in order. If you're a fan of the Fang Xia Yuke series with Jet Li in it, or Once Upon a Time in China with Jet Li in it, I would say check this movie first, because I believe this movie inspired those movies, in my opinion. And Young Heroes of Shaolin Part 1, I actually like Part 2 more than the first movie, but Part 1 is a good starter, you know, because it takes place with this woman, and this priest trying to mess with her, but she was able to fight back. Still, a nun came and helped the woman out because she was almost defeated. The nun taught this woman how to make your baby strong. And they sent when the baby started growing up, they sent the young man to learn Kung Fu, Shaolin Kung Fu, you know, after being injured by the monk that was trying to mess with the mom in the beginning of part of the movie, you know. So majority of this movie is going to take place with this young guy learning Shaolin Kung Fu, with his Shaolin monks helping him out to learn Kung Fu. And then as the movie progressed towards later half of the third chapter of the movie, that's when he leaves the Shaolin monk and learn to face a martial artist who's very strong and powerful in the contest, while also facing that evil monk from the beginning part of the movie. Overall, I did enjoy the martial arts of this movie, and the movie was good though. It was enjoyable to watch. But the second movie had much more to it, more story and more characters. But like I say, you gotta let the character grow pretty much. So The Young Hero Shaolin Part 1, I recommend this one, and of course definitely check the sequel. Peace out, and see you later, guys and gals.